hornets, bumblebees, them old bumblebees are the worst thing. I've seen them sting a black cow, and that'd be a white spot come back there as big as a quarter where they'd stung them.
Those things worse than hornets?
Them bumblebees are worse than hornets.
I heard bigger. But a hornet just about knocked you down.
Yeah, I've had them hit me in the face. Just like a bullet, rifle bullet. Now you can get out there chunking a hornet nest, and you can throw a stick at it, or a rock or something, and you'll see them hornets leave that nest and come the way that stick come from.
Man.
And they'll find you too if you don't move whenever you throw a stick.
You better move pretty fast.
Yeah. We used to shoot them nests with a shotgun and beat. You know what a hornet nest is?
Yeah.
A big hanging down off a limb. We used to shoot them. You shoot a hole in them, and they can judge from the way that hole went where it come from too.
You got a radar.
I guess they are. Bees and hornets and stuff like that's a whole lot smarter than people are. You take a little ant. These little old ants are smarter than people are. Well, they know what kind of weather's going to be a long time before you do. I guess it's the Lord that takes care of animals and teaches them things like that, but all the animals and birds and insects like that, they know what kind of weather's coming.
You got these insects that make nests out of paper, usually on the side of your house?
That's wolf. Yeah, we got a lot of them. There's several different kinds of them. There's little old guinea wolves, and then there's called red wolves, and then old black wolves, and they got to be in some. It's sort of a hornet looking wolf with a bald face, got a white spot in it. And they some of these old steady bees, we call them, that flies around, they can't sting. It's a big bumblebee with a white face. He'll get around and just steady around, you can hit him, he dodge, you know. We used to catch them. I remember one time, we had a big old cur dog that stayed with us all the time. Papa used it for a hog dog. Had some kind of gathering there at Papa's. I don't remember what it was, but the women folks was all out on the porch, you know, to the kitchen. They'd done cleaned up the kitchen, and they come out, and they were sitting out there dipping their snuff, spitting off the porch. We had that old dog. She stayed with us all the time, just played with us, just like somebody. We got out there and got us a string, caught one of them old bumblebees, and tied the string around the bumblebee and put it around her neck and turned her loose. Boy, you talk about a dog. Running and having fit, but she was trying snapping, and she went right towards the house, and them women, all them mad dogs, boy, they went through the windows and doors, and we were right in there, that dog. The house was way up off the ground, pretty high on one side of it. We knew we was going to have to catch that dog and get that bumblebee off, or they'd kill our dog. They're one of us. We take to that dog, boy. She got out of the house, and we went on under there and got her. I imagine me or my brother one went on under there after, but them other boys too, they love that old dog just like we did.